haven't seen him around in a while. The boy that fell in love with the girl that disappeared, I heard he hasn't dated since then. But he knows that she's out there, not dating other men. Searching across the world, he searched time and space. He can't find the girl, not even a trace. What else could he do? He came up with a plan just to see the girl again. And that's where it's all. But if I can't find her, then she'll find me. And how else then to start his own chocolatery? He makes the best chocolates in the world, they say. And even diabetics are willing to pay. Oh, he searched across the world. He searched time and space. He can't find the girl, not even a trace. What else could he do? He came up with a plan just to see the girl again. And that's where it's all began. Personally, he sells each bonbon. He looks his customers in the eye just to see if they're the one. Then one day, a girl walks in, tries to decide if she's rubbing her chin. Finally asks for a chocolate twist, and he looks her in the eye as time slows down, and he knows that she's the one to wear the wedding gown. Oh, he searched across the world, he searched time and space, just to find the girl right here in his place. What else could he do? He came up with a plan just to see the girl again. And that's where it's all began. Sadly, this is where the story takes a twist. He was in love with the girl, and they even kissed. But she didn't love him back, and that was that. All she really wanted was endless free chocolate. Then he closed his shop that was on the second floor, not ever to return to the chocolate door. And as he finally handed over the key, the super put her hand on his and said, "Come with me." She said, "I've been waiting for that girl to break your heart in two. I've been waiting for you to be through, so that you can't see were meant to be. Let me take you out away from the chocolatery." And he pulled away from her hand. Said, "You want me for my chocolate, so you know what? I just can't." She grabbed him by his big head and looked him right in the eye. Said, "I'm lactose intolerant, you idiot. And I don't lie, 'cause I've been waiting for that girl to break your heart in two. I've been waiting for you to be through, so that you can't see that we were meant to be. Let me take you out away from the chocolatery." The last time I saw him, he smiled ear to ear. "Don't give up on love," he yelled with a cheer as he ran away with his new girl on his honeymoon. All